Hello, my loves. I am so excited to tell you literally all the things. You are hearing this on the 18th year anniversary. I don't really like using that word, but that's the best word I have. Anniversary of my partner Rob's passing. He is the reason I started writing erotica. He was my first fan and the first person to tell me to publish my work. And it took me, my God, 4 years, I think, to develop the courage to do so or to put my work out on the internet. So the thing I'm most excited to tell you today is that I wrote a book. I wrote a book. I finally wrote a book. I have had people ask me over the years, like, have I written a book? Am I going to write a book? When am I going to write a book? It's always been on the list, you know, of things to do. Back in my early 20s, I spent a lot of time writing a book of short stories about my experience being a hairstylist. And unfortunately, that does not exist anymore. I have written so many short stories over the years in, you know, with erotica and other more like personal, creative nonfiction extravaganzas. And I've wanted to, you know, put a collection together at some point. And it never, just never really felt like the right time, which I feel like is such a bullshit thing to say, but that's just kind of how it has felt to me. Or maybe a better way of looking at that is I didn't have anything to say the way that I do now, or a lens in which I wanted to see a book through. Last year, one of my favorite psychics, my friend Kara, I will put her information in the show notes. You can find her too, because she's incredible. I had a session with Kara. We weren't talking about writing. I honestly don't remember how the writing came up because, yeah, this was not on the menu. But she asked me, she was like, I feel like you need to be writing a book. Are you writing a book? I'm like, nah, girl. Like, it's on the list. It's on the list. I just haven't done anything about it yet. She's like, yeah, I feel like now might be the time. I sat with it after our call. And the more I sat with it, the louder it got, where I'm like, you know what? Maybe it is time. I had mentioned to her that, you know, if I do, I really want to, you know, it has to be a book of short stories because that's what I'm most excited about. It has to involve sex because that's also what I'm most excited about. And I really wanted to, you know, get the collection together, edit it to the best of my ability before hiring an editor. And she's like, I'm gonna stop you right there. Get it together. Send it off to an editor. Don't touch it. Let your editor, that's what the editor's for. So I'm like, okay. I was thinking about who I wanted to edit the book. How was I going to find an editor? And then I remembered my friend Ashley is an editor and a writer. I really love her style of writing. And the astrology girly that I am, Ashley is a Capricorn sun with a Virgo Mars. So I knew she was going to get the details right. She was going to get it done right. And she was going to be really direct in her communication, which she has been. And so I asked her if I could hire her, and she said yes. It's been a phenomenal experience working with her and receiving her feedback and then watching what has happened over the course of editing this book. So, the book is not out yet. I'm still in the editing phases of the book, and she has asked me to write three additional pieces to round this extravaganza out. So I'm writing, I'm editing, I'm also maintaining my Patreon, I'm working full time. It's been a lot, but I'm very, very happy with how this is coming along. It has poked a lot of my brain squirrels, but we're working through it. I'm really excited to see what this ends up being at the end and who I end up being at the end of it. And once I get it out into the world, my goal is to have it out by the end of this year. We'll see. We'll see if we get there. When I was putting this together, I was going through my work for the last 7 to 10 years. Yeah. Pulling pieces from that. I was just pulling things that I felt excited about, felt that I was gravitating towards, and was hoping that I would come up or I would see a theme in these stories. And shocking thing, the themes are about loss and grief. Not necessarily of the death variety, but who we become inside the experience of loss or the feelings of abandonment, the choices we make because we've experienced those things. The other thing that is A, super fun to explore, and B, what's showing up in this book is sex and pleasure to help process this grief. Obviously, things exist on a spectrum. Done in a healthy way, in my experience, sex and closeness, pleasure, emotional and physical intimacy have been really helpful in moving through hard things. I have tended to, and I believe I mentioned this in my last episode, to lean on writing and running to help me process the things. I would say like yoga, friends, sexy time, sometimes with the friends, has been extraordinarily helpful. I try not to lean on it 100% of the time because again, I want to stay in a healthy range on that spectrum, right? I don't want to lean so much on it to where I'm dependent on it to feel good, to feel something. But it has been helpful, real talk. So, this book is exploring those things as well as shame and trauma and how that shows up in our sexual expressions. The process of doing all of this has been, you know, it's been all over the place. I'm gonna be so for real. There are moments where I am highly, extremely motivated, and other times where I feel so overwhelmed that I can't touch it. And so we just honor that. Like when I'm feeling really inspired and motivated, then we write all the things and we edit all the things. And when I feel like I need some space, then I take that space. There's still, you know, a squirrel in my brain that's like, applying pressure to everything because the squirrel is like, ah, oh, you're not working fast enough. You're not doing it fast enough. You're not doing it well enough. Like all that brain chatter that hinders my ability to intuitively hear what the next sentence should be, what the next paragraph should be. So there's a lot of like balancing with that. And then, as you know, like as I've shared, you know, my aunt passed away almost 2 months ago. It was my aunt that set me and Rob up. There's just been a lot of more like acute grief and sadness to work through while I'm also writing about loss and abandonment and like all the things, literally. So learning to give myself some grace in this process has been an interesting process. At the same time, I do feel really, really happy and excited for how this is gonna go, how it's gonna turn out. I can't wait to show it to you. I can't wait to tell you more about it as I continue to learn more about it and continue to edit and write it. I chose today to be the day to tell you because, you know, Rob was my first fan, the first person to support me with this. And it's been 18 years, and he's still like such an important part of my life. I didn't just lose a person. It's like I lost an entire identity, everything that I, expected out of a relationship, expected out of love, expected out of things from other people, all went away when he passed. And I have spent the last 18 years, building something and tearing it down and building something and tearing it down, like over and over and over again to get to this point. Which in some ways I feel behind, and in other ways I feel really proud of what I've done and what I've built, what I continue building. I continue to, or like my desire to honor him and our relationship is present because of not only what he meant to me, how he saw me, how he loved me, but who I became after. So it's like not just him, it's everything. It's literally everything I lost, everything I built over and over and over and over and over again, and here we are. We're writing a book about it. So the short stories in the book are fiction, and they still center around, these themes of grief, loss, abandonment. So yeah, I'm gonna leave you with that. I will be back at some point with a story for you, a spicy story. Come hang out with me on Patreon. If you follow me on Patreon, I'm going to be updating more things about the book. If you subscribe to me on Patreon, you'll get erotica, tarot, erotic love notes. Come hang out with me on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. Again, I will just be bringing you along for the ride with this whole process. But thank you, as always, for being here.